Hello, and welcome to Arizona Living. This is your volunteer reader, Babs Felix, from the Sun Sound Studios of Arizona. All of today's articles will be taken from the Flagstaff Business News, and we'll start it off with Trailborn Grand Canyon debuts in Williams, fusing Western roots with futuristic amenities. May 7th, 2025. Castle Peak Holdings recently added Trailborn Grand Canyon to its collection of hotels and resorts strategically placed in supply-constrained outdoor destination markets. Trailborn, a new hospitality brand, focuses on markets including national gateway towns, beach towns, wine country, and ski resorts. Trailborn Grand Canyon in Williams is the company's fifth endeavor, joining a portfolio of properties, including those at Highlands and Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, Estes Park, Colorado, and two soon-to-be-opening properties in Mendocino, California. Sustainable renovation of a Route 66 classic. Trailborn prioritizes renovation and adaptive reuse of existing structures over new construction, which reduces resource consumption and environmental impact. Castle Peak Holdings revamped a classic Route 66 motor lodge and restaurant in Williams, a town known as the Gateway to the Grand Canyon. Trailborn, which recently earned the Emerging Hotel Concept Award from Gold Key Awards for Excellence in Hospitality Design, focuses on designing for the locality. It's mid-century design with futuristic infusion, said Michael Reardon, general manager, describing Trailborn Grand Canyon's unique design. There are little touches that call back to the history, but there are also many technology-infused amenities. The nostalgic touches at Trailborn Grand Canyon include artwork that reflects Williams' ranching heritage and its connection to the Grand Canyon. Guest room art features vintage postcards and matchbook covers from the original Route 66 motel, as well as historical topographic maps of the Grand Canyon and cowboy imagery. Guest rooms are decorated in the desert-inspired color palette. The music playing in public spaces complements this ambience with a relaxed, outdoorsy vibe. Technology and amenities for today's travelers. Trailborn Grand Canyon integrates modern technology and amenities throughout the property to enhance the comfort and convenience that today's travelers have come to expect. These include Tesla EV charging stations, 55-inch 4K smart TVs with screencasting capabilities that allow guests to stream content from their personal devices, Bluetooth AM/FM radios for wireless music streaming, high-tech telephones, and of course, complimentary high-speed Wi-Fi available in all rooms and public areas. The Tivoli radio is one of my favorite touches, said Reardon. The tuning dial of the retro box radio with antenna is set to 92.1 FM, the local Williams radio station for guests. The technology we brought to this project is good for families. The family-oriented amenities, besides the outdoor pool, include a bocce ball court, an outdoor fireplace, s'mores roasting kits, and a public space in the camp hall with board games, table shuffleboard, and darts. Trailborn is less than 1 mile from the Grand Canyon Railway Depot, making it a convenient base for family fun aboard the Polar Express train ride and other excursions throughout the year. A gathering spot for locals and visitors. Part of the Trailborn plan is to develop the place as a gathering spot for locals as well as guests. That's easy because Miss Kitty's Steakhouse has been so popular with locals over the years, says Reardon. Although Trailborn has revamped the restaurant and bar space and brought in Chef Paul Beatty to expand the steakhouse menu, it has kept the name and promotes Miss Kitty's Bar and Steakhouse as a separate brand. Chef Paul, a chef on Food Network's Chopped, presents classic choice steaks with a selection of rubs and sauces and vegetarian options with a Southwest flair. Look for barbecue cauliflower tacos, a vegan veggie tortilla lasagna, and handheld options like smash burgers and fried chicken sandwiches. Even Chef Paul's desserts are a nod to the locality with green chili apple pie, churros, and Texas sheet cake. The visually inviting bar at Trailborn Grand Canyon, located within Miss Kitty's Steakhouse, is designed to celebrate and reflect the unique character of its Williams setting and the broader Southwest region. Dark woods and handcrafted tiles create an earthy ambiance. Its menu is centered on agave spirits, such as tequila and mezcal, and features a selection of regional beers, such as Mother Road Brewing Company and Barrio Brewing Company. Beyond the intimate restaurant and eye-catching bar area, food is also available in the spacious camp hall, which sports a bandstand and is equipped for live music, movie nights, games, and private events, supporting up to 200 guests. Accessibility and environmentally conscious practices. The recent renovation brings the Route 66 Motor Lodge, built as the Thunderbird Motel in 1957, to ADA compliance with compliant walkways, pool area resurfacing, adjustable shower wands, roll-in showers, and mobility-accessible rooms. The boutique hotel also focuses on the environment, with modern guest room furniture designed without metal pulls, room cards made from cardboard rather than plastic, and a refillable water station in the reception area. Reusable water bottles are available in their grab-and-go marketplace. Through the Keep Extraordinary initiative, Trailborn donates $1 from every direct booking to local land conservation efforts, supporting organizations like the Grand Canyon Conservancy and the Rocky Mountain Conservancy. Trailborn Grand Canyon is located at 642 East Route 66 in Williams, Arizona. This article was written by Stacy Whitting of the Flagstaff Business News. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Arizona Living. Inventory up along with expectations. May 7th, 2025. A surge in available listings across Flagstaff, the Verde Valley, and Prescott is reshaping the residential real estate conversation in northern Arizona. While home prices remain relatively stable, the increased inventory is creating opportunities for buyers and new challenges for sellers in a market long known for its limited supply. Flagstaff is usually a seller's market, but this year it is getting closer to a balanced market, said Gary Nelson, managing broker of Realty Executives of Northern Arizona and former president of the State Association of Realtors. With inventory up, buyers have more choices now than they've had for the past 5 years. The last time we've had these numbers was 2019. We've seen inventory increase over the past few months, and we are up 21% month over month. There's a lot more on the market than even a year ago. That means sellers need to price their homes right. Overpricing a home in this environment can lead to it becoming stale, which often results in price drops, longer days on the market, and less negotiating power. Nelson predicts prices will remain flat much of the year, with the potential for a slight increase by the end of the year. And while interest rates tend to affect buying power, Nelson says it's hard to predict what interest rates will do over the next few months given the current economic and political climate. Chris Hollows, senior loan officer and branch manager at Benchmark Mortgage, agreed. We're hoping the 90 days pause on tariffs will play into the market because some real estate investors are feeling fearful and concerned right now. One caveat is the luxury market. Hollows is surprised at how hot that market is in Flagstaff right now, saying that it is moving fast and 80 to 90% of transactions are cash. Sellers and buyers in Prescott and the Verde Valley are in unique situations as well. In Prescott Valley, single-family homes listings are up 20% year over year, explained Kyla Stazensky, realtor and president of the Prescott Area Association of Realtors. Naturally, you would see as inventory and days on market go up, it would push toward a buyer's market, but it's almost like buyers are not jumping in with both feet because they have a lot to look at, said Carissa Maxwell, designated broker of Glow Realty in the Quad Cities and Verde Valley. With more homes on the market, buyers have the time to be choosier, and sellers need to be willing to make concessions, she added. Some sellers are offering concessions like closing cost assistance, interest rate buy-downs, or even home warranties, things that were rarely necessary during the peak of the seller's market. Maxwell predicts in the next 3 months, appraisals are going to start coming in lower because there isn't support for inflated prices. She believes that people are going to start evaluating what their next move will be. Many will take their house off the market, and those who need to move will move. While this abundance of available homes is in the $400,000 to $550,000 range, Stanzensky said starter homes, those in the $300,000 to $400,000 range, are the fastest moving properties right now, with some seeing multiple offers. On the other end of the spectrum, like Flagstaff, the luxury market in Prescott is different. There is demand, but not a lot of luxury homes available. For this market, people are looking in developments like Stringfield, Prescott Lakes, Solstice Ridge, and Talking Rock. But some areas in northern Arizona are still seeing large growth. Out of our whole Yavapai area, Chino Valley is growing the fastest right now, Stanzensky said. If you're faced with a move, Stanzensky recommends finding a local agent who lives in the market and educating yourself on the market so that you can set reasonable expectations. Nelson agrees. Find a very good real estate professional and trust their advice because you will need them. As Northern Arizona's residential real estate market continues to evolve, buyers and sellers are navigating a landscape far different from the frenzied years of the pandemic-era boom. With inventory levels rising and market dynamics shifting, local expertise is more valuable than ever. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or invest in Flagstaff, Prescott, or the Verde Valley, the experts say staying informed and adaptable will be the key in the months ahead. This article was written by Mary Marini of the Flagstaff Business News. You are listening to Arizona Living, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. The legacy of fierce Apache warrior lives on. May 4th, 2025. When Jerry Geronimo Martin speaks out about his famous ancestor, he's not sharing folklore. His goal is to set the record straight. The great-great-grandson of the legendary Apache warrior and medicine man Geronimo, Martin has made it his life's mission to tell the true story behind the man often misunderstood in history books. What makes my grandfather the greatest warrior that he was, the last to stand for what he believed in, said Martin. There are so many newspaper stories about Geronimo that are inaccurate. I want to tell the truth. Geronimo, born in 1829, endured an unthinkable loss when his wife, mother, and three children were murdered. He also fought for his people because he wanted to live as they always had lived, Martin said. Not under the watchful eye of the government on a reservation. He didn't want sustenance. He wanted to hunt and grow his food like it used to be. Martin travels the country speaking at historical societies, state parks, libraries, museums, schools, and military events. It is a promise that I made to my grandmother, known as Little Grandma, he said. Jerry brings his ancestral stories to life, said Nate Myers, director of the Sedona Heritage Museum. He's so passionate and he has a good story to tell. The audience really gets a good sense of Geronimo, the person, rather than Geronimo, the myth. Martin was born in Boulder, Colorado. His mother, who contracted tuberculosis at age 14, met his father, a married man with children, while in an infirmary. She became pregnant at 17. Because she wasn't released from the hospital, my grandmother came from the San Carlos Reservation in southeastern Arizona to raise me, Martin said. My mom was released 3 years later. He affectionately called his grandmother Lil Grandma because she was just shy of 5 feet tall. At 18, Martin joined the Navy and was assigned to the Marine Corps as a hospital corpsman, serving as a medic for 4 years in Vietnam with the artillery unit known as the I-9 Walking Dead. We suffered the most casualties of any other unit in Vietnam military history, he said. There was a bounty put on us by the president of North Vietnam. After his 8 years in the military, Martin earned degrees in computer science and business administration. He worked as a truck driver for 25 years before transitioning into the fiber optics industry. With my background in fiber optics, I also became a contractor for the U.S. government, moving analog to digital. We worked all around the U.S., he said. Today, Martin lives in Camp Verde with his wife Eileen, a writer who authored Lena Tuha, an Apache Maiden, a historical novel based on Little Grandma's life. Writing under the pen name of Isherbaum, Eileen recounts the story of Lena Tuha and her sisters, who escaped from a prisoner of war train but were captured and sold into slavery by Mexican federales. In the book's acknowledgments, Eileen offers a special thanks to her deceased mother-in-law, Consuela, who planted the seed for the book and describes the struggles of the native people as told to her. The Indians were captured by both U.S. soldiers and the Mexican federales. They were placed on reservations. If they escaped, they were prisoners of war. They were used as slaves on the big ranches in Mexico. U.S. soldiers took the children off the reservations and sent them to residential schools where they were taught to be civilized human beings. If they did not comply with white men's ways, they were sometimes euthanized. Their parents were told that they just ran away. The couple shares their home with horses, chickens, and 5 German shepherds, one of which is a service dog. Martin's full nationality is Benake Chiricahua Muscularo, Lipan Apache, and Aztec. Martin also explained how the term Geronimo became a battle cry. He was on the train from Arizona to Florida as a prisoner of war. In San Antonio, my grandfather jumped out of the train, did a rolling tuck, climbed up a water tower, and took a leap from about 40 feet. He did another tuck and roll, and they tackled him. Matthew Saskawantas Gilbert, professor of American Studies at the University of Arizona, said Martin is more than just a storyteller. As a descendant of the great Apache leader Geronimo, for years, Jerry's stories of his people have captivated Indians and non-Indians alike, he said. Indian country needs more leaders like Martin, those who are fearless, direct, and motivated by their past and a desire for a brighter future. My favorite movie, The Wizard of Oz. It is a fascinating place that you can go to and be safe. My favorite place, Sedona. That's where I visited the last 5 years for vacation. My superpower, visions. Visions do come true. I see visions in the future that I can forecast either a warming or a change of venue. Those are my powers, just like my great-great-grandpa. He had those visions too. Guilty pleasure, chocolate. My favorite saying, it's not important who you are as much as it is who you allow yourself to become. You are the only one who's responsible for you. For more information, you can visit GeronimoLegends.com. This article was written by V. Ronnie Tierney of the Flagstaff Business News. You have been listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer reader, Babs Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting information coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.